In today's episode of the Leadersmith Podcast, I'm going to be talking about how to move from safety as a mindset to simply epic. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, you are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
So I wasn't going to talk about this topic. This just came up and I just thought, wow, there's a lesson here. I was so impressed by what I saw when I was on campus that I felt it was worth the time and effort to alter what I was otherwise going to do for my podcast and talk about this. As you know, if you're paying attention to the news, many colleges have gone to remote learning. Michigan State and UNC are some of the most notable. Notre Dame has suspended at least the first few weeks, and there's a growing list of colleges that are going that direction. So let me tell you what CSU is doing, and I'm going to give you a little bit of the backstory. I've been at CSU, Charleston Southern University, now for the last 10 years, and it's a Baptist college, has about 3,000, 3,500 students on campus. So we had some 40 professors across campus, led by professors in health sciences and nursing and the physician's assistant program, those kind of things, and thinking through every aspect of the community's life. There was a task force that you know was covering everything that we do as a university. They're taking this very seriously. All colleges should be doing the same thing. But I was really struck when I'm walking across campus what the place looks like. There are signs everywhere reminding me to socially distance, to wear a mask. Some are even humorous. But the signs are an ever-present reminder. Everyone's wearing a mask in public, and the exception to that is only professors that are in their offices by themselves or behind this big plexiglass in the classroom. The desks in the classroom are socially distanced. The number of students in the dormitory are severely limited. They have rooms available for quarantine if that becomes a problem. So they're thinking through this. We have this LiveSafe app. LiveSafe is something that tracks how you're feeling, and they can't come to class unless they have this check mark every day, and we have to see that check mark with the date stamped in order to allow them into the class. The cafeteria is socially distanced, so there's not eight people around a table, but three. Students can get their meals delivered to their dorms if they want. In sum, they're doing everything possible to prevent the spread of coronavirus, but and this is an important but, the administration's also aware that we have to have a plan not just to keep people safe, but to actually go beyond that, to think about morale. And it made me think about Disney's values. So Disney's values at their theme parks are safety, courtesy, show, and capacity. And safety has to be first, because if safety is not there, it's not going to work. But then what draws us to Disney theme parks is not the safety, it's the courtesy and the show and the capacity. It's the other things that make Disney Disney. So our administration is well aware that safety is not enough. They've worked very hard to generate various activities that'll be safe and fun. And this is important, because if college kids don't find safe and fun activities, they will find unsafe and fun activities. Yesterday, they had a big event in the football field, socially distanced, but a large crowd nonetheless. Today, they were giving out t-shirts that say Bucks win, like the one I'm wearing right now. And with these activities, all the activities over the course of the semesters are listed on the back of the t-shirt. It's just a reminder that we're trying to do these things. They really are thinking of morale here. And we have to go beyond safety into epic. And what I mean by epic, at CSU, we have what we call epic values: extra mile service, a passion for student success, innovation across the institution, and a Christian community. Now, your epic values may be something different, but you have to think in terms of what would be epic for the people that you serve. So because we're at a greater distance, for example, it's just saying, well, it's on the syllabus, might need to be replaced with some higher touch activity. And when I say higher touch, I mean something like, well, let's have a Zoom meeting, let's talk about it. And I even have changed my email signature to include my office hours, where you can subscribe for a particular time, my Zoom link so that they know what it is, my office hours, my cell phone. I put these things on here because I want to be, in the words of Colin Powell, enormously accessible to my students. So we professors, we need to communicate that we want them to succeed. And even Dr. Costin got into the act with this little video, Costinton.
If you've been paying any attention to the Broadway stage. You know that Hamilton the musical is all the rage. As we speak, it's on Disney Plus with a very important message for all of us. Hamilton sees the opportunity available to him and the community that can give him a shot to be his best if he disciplines himself to pass the test. He was about your age when he made the choice to do whatever it took to find his voice. So he vowed to give it everything that he got by declaring with conviction not to waste his shot. I have only 3 minutes and could say much more, so I'm going to speak truth to the class of 2024. The chorus that's before us is a fine refrain to dominate your college brain. It's an attitude that will take you far as a B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R. Here we go. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. So I'm not throwing away my shot. No matter the adversity, I'm meant to be at Charleston Southern University. Faith in Christ will see me through every day at CSU. So I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. Your freshman year's gonna be a blast, even if you gotta be behind the mask. We want everyone to stay in school, so follow the buck safe golden rule. Love your neighbor as yourself, 6 feet apart to protect our health. This pandemic's a pain, it's plain to see, but don't let it stop you from being free to follow God's providential plan for you on a path that leads through CSU. No need to worry, no need to fear. You're a Charleston Southern Buccaneer, integrating faith as you learn and lead, serving others, meeting their needs, doing much more than you thought you could, becoming like Christ and doing good. In a few short years, you'll be out the door as world changers, class of 2024. Let's take it home now. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. So I'm not throwing away my shot. No matter the adversity, I'm meant to be at Charleston Southern University. Faith in Christ will see me through every day at CSU. So I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. Gonna give it everything I've got. No, I'm not throwing away my shot. Now, I can't dance, my feet don't move, yet there's a little part of me that likes to groove. But in 30 seconds, I'm gonna drop the mic, knowing everything here will be all right. Because the chorus that's before us is a fine refrain to dominate your college brain. It's an attitude that will take you far as a B-U-C-C-A-N-E-E-R.
Okay, so that was a little strange to see a retired two-star general doing that, but he's recognizing the need for morale, the need for fun, the need to kind of have a feeling of some normalcy in the way that we're doing this while we're socially distancing. Okay, in short, they're doing everything that they can to provide safety, but then they're going beyond that to try to make this epic. It's going to be difficult everywhere, but I don't think that every organization is thinking through this like CSU is. So my question for you is this: how are you going beyond safety to epic? What does epic look like in your organization? As leaders, you need to think through this and you need to think about how you can add quality, because there are certain new constraints that you're going to have to live with. Safety is not enough. Become epic. Here's the quotation for contemplation for today. It's from a great book by Ken Blanchard. He said this, quote, "Just having satisfied customers isn't good enough anymore. If you really want a booming business, you have to create raving fans." So you have to answer the question, how am I going to be epic? How am I going to create raving fans? When you do that, you'll have no problem with your customers wanting to follow you.
Let's take it home now. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. So I'm not throwing away my shot. No matter the adversity, I'm meant to be at Charleston Southern University. Faith in Christ will see me through day at CSU. So I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm gonna give it everything I've got.